Undecided.
I don't hear back till April.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, you get a special invitation to call in and let me know.
Alrighty.
All right. Charlemagne.
Challenge accepted. All right.
Charlemagne. And we'll duke it out, dude.
Okay.
All right. I gotta hightail it. Somewhere. Somewhere is my music. Where is it? Where's my intro music? Come on. There it is. All right, guys. I want to thank you so much, and Ms. Enterline and Ms. Steffner for coming in. This was really, really cool. I hope we can do this again next year.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, here's the deal. We do Rewind on the weekend, though. You'll have to look and see when the Friday night perform, when the Friday shows show up during the weekend. So check that out. But on Monday, I will have it up on the website for the archive, so you guys can have the MP3 to listen to. All right? All right. Thanks so much to them. Boy, this was really cool. All right. If you heed the word of my friend Amberjack of Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, he says, never say I should have, and that means that you should start planning now to go and check out this performance. And every performance is different, so why don't you do like the, why don't you get the package deal? Go and see it all three times? All right, thanks again. My pleasure to have the Pippin crew and cast here, and they sang great, and it's gonna just gonna be so cool. All right, thanks so much. I am off, but you better be at the annual dinner and meeting and dinner dance at 6 o'clock. So be prepared to do that and drop by, say hello, and tell me how you enjoyed listening to the 100 Central Pippin Players. I'm signing off. This is Big C on Good Morning 100, and 100 Helpline will be in at 10 o'clock. Talk to you on 8 o'clock on Monday morning. Big C signing off.
County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Mark Thomas. Activists in Syria say at least four more people have been killed by government shelling in the central part of the country. Elsewhere, more than 70 countries are meeting in Tunisia to find a way to end the crackdown on Syrian rebels. The Friends of Syria gathering is expected to press for a ceasefire to allow entry of humanitarian aid. Another day of angry protests in parts of Afghanistan over the accidental burning of Qurans at a U.S. military base. Approximately 100 people have rallied in Kabul, but thousands hit the streets in two eastern provinces. At one protest, demonstrators shouted, "Death to America." A reproductive law specialist in San Diego, convicted of fraud in what amounted to a baby manufacturing business, learns her fate today. Teresa Erickson could get up to 5 years in prison. Her case has prompted greater scrutiny of surrogacy operations by California judges. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one.
We got magic here. I can't believe we had to do magic to get 11 people in this room. This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together. Having a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon. I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th. 9th and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here, to learn about Pippin. And I learned a lot about the show. So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have you folks come in. At her permission and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super. And Ms. Enterline as well, who is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic, so everybody be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all the laughs already. Sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Dennis. Warren? I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I play Frustrata.
Okay, what are you two? Warren, what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Junior?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
Okay,
and
Bertha.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the leading player.
Oh, we got a lot of upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors of the show.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jack Roach. I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damian Quinn, and
Brady Ewan?
I am a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Junior?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
Okay, Bertha.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the leading player.
Oh, we got a lot of upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors of the show.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jack Roach. I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damian Quinn, and I'm playing Pippin.
Oh,
I'm
a junior. Man. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kara Headland. I'm a senior, and I'm the other student director for the show.
Okay, Ms. Enterline, you want to introduce yourself? No?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Enterline. I'm the director of the show and the drama teacher at Hunterdon Central Regional High School.
Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here to talk about the show is super. All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah. Can you somebody give me a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this. Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see when we get there on March 8th.
Sure. The show is about Pippin, who is the eldest son of King Charlemagne. He's the next in line to be king, and he's looking for something fulfilling in his life. He's trying to find something that will make his life worth living. And so he tries a lot of different things to kind of find that. And meanwhile, the leading player is kind of manipulating the storyline and bringing him on his path towards fulfillment, and he's trying to lead up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right? One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
I don't know, like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like?
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damien, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character of Pippin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say, whatever?
Oh, no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and, you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to, you know, find this corner of the sky and, like, be comfortable with himself, and he's, like, fitting himself into every nook and cranny, but it's hard sometimes, so.
Yeah, and we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend three time periods.
Yes, yeah.
And one of them is, you know, very distant. Mm-hmm. That's what the France way back in the Middle Ages. You know, all you did was hear about that in history.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the 1970s, which for some of us was way back, and was a very weird time. I was your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's Mom, Dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So, how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because with the three time periods, it could be confusing for our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors, and of course we overcame that challenge. And I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it.
Okay.
And I think that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was from in 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really reflect any.
Well, I'm sorry, they reflect the 70s, whether you like it or not.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. So. Okay. Yeah, they're very extravagant. They definitely don't represent what we wear today.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, so you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
All right. And Jack, you're the tech guy. So what and stagecraft and stuff, the environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting?
Well, I'm not in charge of the construction. My co-chief of crew would be Ryan Bailey, and he built the set, and it's. I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built, if not the best set we've ever built. It's very well built, I think it reflects Pippin in a great way. It's
all, why?
It's got lights inside of it. It's very
cool.
It's very out there as a set.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the most complex ones we've ever built. It rotates and spins, and it's all, you know, very 70s, I guess.
Okay.
And we're using lots of special effects, lots of lighting effects, like colors and other things like that, to really kind of enhance the show, I guess.
Okay.
And fog. Lots of fog.
Lots of fog. Okay. So we're kind of going into the ether. Okay. I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast of Pippin right after these messages.
H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. Preparation H Totables, the Anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
A grassroots taxpayer organization working for lower taxes says President Barack Obama's budget would leave America in permanent fiscal crisis. More now from correspondent Sean Scott Ferguson.
Executive Vice President Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union gave me a brief outline on the NTU's stark warning on President Obama's budget.
Unfortunately, President Obama's latest budget is so heavily reliant on future revenue growth and virtually non-reliant on containing the big spending programs that will drive up our deficit. Taxpayers are going to be shelling out more and, unfortunately, getting less while burdening future generations with very serious deficit spending. All around, this is a difficult, problematic budget.
Sean Scott Ferguson, IRN USA News.
More than 100 law enforcement officers in riot gear broke up an out-of-control crowd waiting to buy a new basketball shoe, timed to be released during the NBA All-Star Game in Orlando. Authorities say there were no injuries or arrests late Thursday outside the Florida Mall. The crowd began getting unruly around 9:45 p.m. as hundreds of people packed the parking lot as they waited to purchase the $220 limited edition Nike Foamposite One. When the crowd became unruly, authorities formed a line and used shields to push back the crowd. Deputies on loudspeakers announced there would be no shoe release. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, 2nd floor, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Time for 100 in Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 39 degrees, light rain. We have a weather advisory. There's wind going to be in the area from 5 p.m. today till 4 a.m. tomorrow, so be advised. Today, rain showers early, becoming more intermittent for the afternoon. Thunder possible, high 54, winds northeast to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 50%. Tonight, most windy, periods of rain and a possible thunderstorm this evening gives way to mostly clear skies after midnight. Low 31, winds west to 20 to 30 miles per hour, chance of rain 70%, and winds could occasionally gust over 50 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sun and a few clouds with gusty winds. A few flurries are possible. High 47, winds west to 25 to 35 miles an hour. 5-day forecast, sunny is Sunday, high 46. Monday is mostly sunny, high 56. Tuesday, mostly sunny, high 56. And Wednesday, a few showers, high 50. That's Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there,
The weather is brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. At Home Instead, it's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Call Home Instead today at 908-788-6705 or visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Your hair together and call my name out loud now.
on your door.
We got magic here. I can't imagine. We had to do magic to get 11 people in this room. This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together. Having a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th. 9th and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here, to learn about Pippin. And I learned a lot about the show. So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have you folks come in. At her permission and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super. And Ms. Enterline as well, who is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic, so everybody be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all the laughs already. Sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Dennis. Warren? I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I play Fastrada.
Okay, what are you two? Warren, what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Junior?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
Okay, Bertha.
I'm a senior.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the leading player.
Oh, we got a lot of upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors of the show.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jack Roach. I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damian Quinn, and I'm playing Pippin.
Oh,
I'm
a man. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kara Headland. I'm a senior, and I'm the other student director for the show.
Okay, Ms. Enterline, you want to introduce yourself? No?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Enterline. I'm the director of the show and the drama teacher at Hunterdon Central Regional High School.
Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here to talk about. The show is super. All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah. Can you somebody give a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this. Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see when we get there on March 8th.
Sure. The show is about Pippin, who is the eldest son of King Charlemagne. He's the next in line to be king, and he's looking for something fulfilling in his life. He's trying to find something that will make his life worth living. And so he tries a lot of different things to kind of find that. And meanwhile, the leading player is kind of manipulating the storyline and bringing him on his path towards fulfillment. And he's trying to lead up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right? One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
Well, I don't know. Like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like?
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damian, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character of Pippin, I think.
Mm-hmm. Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say whatever?
Oh no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to, you know, find this corner of the sky and like be comfortable with himself, and he's like fitting himself into every nook and cranny, but it's hard sometimes. So
yeah, and we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend three time periods.
Yes, yes.
And one of them is, you know, very distant. That's what the France way back in the Middle Ages. You know, all you did was hear about that in history. The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was way back, and was a very weird time. I was your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's yeah, mom, dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because with the three time periods, it could be confusing for our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors, and of course we overcame that challenge. And I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it.
Okay.
And I think that that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was from in 1972. Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different. Mm-hmm. They don't really reflect any.
Well, I'm sorry. They reflect the 70s, whether you like it or not.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. So. Okay. Yeah, they're very extravagant. They definitely don't represent what we wear today.
Oh, okay, so you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right. And Jack, you're the tech guy. So what in stagecraft and stuff, the environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting?
Well, I'm not in charge of the construction. My co-chief of crew would be Ryan Bailey, and he built the set, and it's I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built, if not the best set we've ever built. It's very well built. Very, I think it reflects Pippin in a great way. It's
all, why
it's got lights inside of it. It's very
cool.
It's very out there as a set. I think it's one of the most complex ones we've ever built. It rotates and spins, and it's all, you know, very 70s, I guess.
Okay.
And we're using lots of special effects, lots of lighting effects, like colors and other things like that, to really kind of enhance the show, I guess.
Okay.
And fog. Lots of fog.
Lots of fog. Okay. So we're kind of going into the ether. Okay. I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast of Pippin right after these messages.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, quick traffic report. It's 9:20. I have one alert that was way back when at 8:30 at a accident on exit 44 in Berkeley Heights on 78 eastbound. That has been cleared, but there's still 15-minute delays, so if you're going that way, be careful. Otherwise, if you're experiencing a traffic report I am not reporting on the air, email me in the booth at onair@hunterandchamber.org, and I'll get it on the next traffic report every 10 minutes on Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunterdon Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, we got the Pippin cast in here, and we're going to get back to more relationships and all that now. I got my man Warren here, who's Charlemagne.
Hi.
Warren and Pippin, what's the deal with you two?
Well, Pippin's my son.
Yes.
And he's next in line for the throne, and I sent him off to the university to try and become more educated.
Uh-huh.
So he would be a fit ruler.
Okay.
And now he's back, and I'm very full of myself and don't really pay attention to anyone else.
Okay.
So Pippin kind of craves that affection, that attention, and I just don't give it to him. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just continuously disappointed with him throughout the show because he doesn't live up to what I see as, like,
mm-hmm.
me or whatever. So, I don't know. That's basically it, really. And then he kills me at one point.
Yeah, there's a lot of trying to impress and not being acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to reach out to make your father notice you? Is that the deal?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, I went to school and I worked my ass. Oh, excuse me. sorry, guys. I worked my butt off at school and he didn't, you know, he doesn't notice.
What were you doing with a donkey at school? I don't understand.
Yeah, right. Good save, good save.
Thank you. That donkey must be very tired. Okay, so you're feeling a little disheartened by your dad here.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask if you drew upon anything? Was there any inspiration for this disheartenment?
Definitely not with my parents. I have a good relationship. But, you know, like sometimes with teachers and stuff, like you might work really hard on like a paper and like it might not be received. And, you know, in every relationship, you know, there's someone that you don't get the attention that you feel like you deserve. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's always some sense of forlornment.
Mm-hmm. And, Warren, what did you draw off of?
For general disappointment in things, I mean, I've worked with people that I've, like, craved attention from before, and
mm-hmm.
I've seen how they acted.
Right.
And I've drawn from that as well.
Yeah, but you got to be the guy who's putting people down.
No, I know.
Right?
So I've drawn from what they've acted
okay.
as.
Okay,
And
see.
Then I've also worked with people who are... I've worked with people who have disappointed me in the past,
right.
So maybe that as well has helped me prepare for my character.
Okay. Now, I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
So I play Pippin's grandmother,
right.
And Pippin is seeking advice. He's starting to feel a little empty and vacant with his life.
Mm-hmm.
So I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the kingdom, and he visits me, and I give him some advice through song, of course.
Oh, through song, of course.
Of course.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I guess maybe I didn't give him the attention that he mm-hmm. deserves.
Oh.
So he passes that off onto his own
There
self,
you go.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Skip generation.
Everything makes sense now.
There you go. And now we have a whole other plot, and that's Fastrada, and Taylor is Fastrada.
Yes, I am.
So, Taylor, or Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? You guys having a good relationship, or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So, I'm Pippin's stepmother, and I have a son of my own named Louis.
Yes.
And so, my goal in life is to basically make Louis the king, and so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably,
I think
yeah.
Probably. Good chance of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of? I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Louis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Well,
halfway.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went,
okay.
But I don't know. You're gonna have to come and see.
Ah, a teaser. I love those. Okay. It was fairly strong in the original. It's like a TV-14 type thing there? PG-13?
Yeah, okay. We are a high school production,
okay.
So it's not going to be to the extent that they went. But.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Seton, right? Sexton.
That's okay.
Now Freud will say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, Seton.
It's okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy who's been aloof for a while now, doing all these different things, and somehow he makes a decision at the end to be with you all. How's it going to work out?
I think, like, in the end of the show, everyone involved is going to find, in one way or another, like, what they were looking for through the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
even if it takes a long time to get there.
Okay.
Like, somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone mm-hmm. to the extent that they wanted it to.
That's a little light. Can you give me a little more about what your vision is there?
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I found him lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him. So
okay.
I'm going to keep him for a while.
But what does he think?
What does
That's
he think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I think he wants to stay. I think he realizes in the end, you know, everything that he was looking for. You have to. It's not what you're doing, it's who you're with.
And why is that, Pippin?
That why is it who we're with?
Why is it that you're going to stay?
I feel like we built a good foundation of a relationship as characters. You know, like we're like very open with each other. You know, Pippin
mm-hmm.
and Fastrada. Like, there are no other barriers. Or Fastrada.
Too many women.
Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Seton.
It's all right.
You know, like I don't know. It's just. Like if we've already broken the barriers, you know, like we've experienced sex and we've experienced, you know, first love and
mm-hmm.
The expectations of husband and wife. So it's not there won't be anything unexpected. So I can't imagine it not working out.
Okay, and you've tapped all of your concerns. You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not like everything.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness, it's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to 100 here on 100inchamberradio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and, more importantly, what's happening here in 100 County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on 100inchamberradio.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, 2nd floor, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
IRN USA Radio News. I'm Mark Thomas. Traffic around Galveston, Texas is getting back to normal, and a shelter-in-place order for Texas A&M University at Galveston has been lifted hours after an oil tank explosion at a plant on the city's waterfront. A city official says one worker was treated for smoke inhalation, but no other injuries were reported. Authorities say more human remains have been recovered in Northern California near the site where two victims of a convicted serial killer were recently found. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Department says the remains are believed to be another victim of Wesley Shermantine and Lauren Herzog, dubbed the Speed Freak Killers, for their murder spree in the 1980s and 90s. Seven attorneys general have gone to federal court to try to block an Obama administration mandate that requires birth control coverage for employees of religious-affiliated institutions. Joining in the suit are Nebraska, Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Texas. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down, www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? Gohernext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. Gohernext.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
9:32, we're back. I don't have my cool music. Kara just took my wire over here for the background music. But here we go. 39 degrees in Flemington, light rain. We're going to have rain showers early, becoming more intermittent for the afternoon. Thunder is possible, high 54. Winds northeast to 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 50%. Tonight, windy periods of rain and a possible thunderstorm with evening will give way to mostly clear skies after midnight, low 31, winds west to 20 to 30 miles per hour, chance of rain 70%, winds could occasionally gust up to 50 miles per hour. We do have a wind advisory till 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, sun and a few clouds with gusty winds, a few flurries are possible, high 47, winds west to 25 to 35 miles an hour. And the five-day forecast, Sunday is sunny, high 46. Monday, mostly sunny, high 56. Tuesday is mostly sunny, high 56. And Wednesday, some showers, high 50. Stay tuned for the cast, which will do a couple of excerpts right after this.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall. All you got to do is call.
And I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
The weather is brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. At Home Instead, it's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Call Home Instead today at 908-788-6705 or visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
Keep your head together and call my name.
All right, 9:34. I have the cast of Pippin in here from Hunterdon Central Regional High School. They're going to do a performance March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central. We got a treat for you now. We're going to try and put together a little bit of music excerpts so you get a flavor for what you're going to hear on those days. So, Kara, take away.
All right. This is Damian Quinn as Pippin singing an excerpt from Extraordinary.
Okay.
The roof on the chicken house. I used to be the emperor of the Holy Roman Empire. All right, so I screwed it up. But patching the roof and pitching the hay is not my idea of a perfect day. I'm extraordinary. I gotta do extraordinary things. I'm not the type who loses sleep over the size of the compost heap. I'm extraordinary. I gotta do extraordinary things. Oh, I once knew a man who lived each day safe and sane and swell. And on the day he died, I couldn't cry. All I could say was, how could you tell? Looking at life from deep in a rut may give you a view of the sunshine, but it's unnecessary for someone who is very extraordinary like me.
All right. Where'd you get your training from, dude?
I had a little bit of training when I was younger, but I stopped.
Wow. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad you stopped.
Thanks.
It was awesome. No,
thank you very much.
Oh, no, really good. Thank you. What else have we got?
All right. Next, we're going to have Kenneth Abbas as the leading player sing part of our opening number, Magic to Do.
All right, Kenny.
Leave your fruits a flower. Join us. Leave your cheese a sour. Join us. Come and waste an hour or two. Doodly-doo. Journey. Journey to a spot exciting, mystic and exotic. Journey through our anecdotic review. We've got magic to do just for you. We've got miracle plays to play. We've got parts to perform, hearts to warm, kings and things to take by storm as we go along our way. Hey.
Wow. Nice job.
Thank you very much.
I love this little blues to the way you're singing it. I like that.
Stephen Schwartz's music it's very fun to sing. It's very...
It is. Very well, you're stealing my thunder. I have a question about that later. You were reading ahead, weren't you?
Yeah.
What else? Do we have anything else or we're good?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We've never got everybody.
Yeah. Next is going to be Seton Helwig as Catherine singing a part of I Guess I'll Miss the Man.
All right.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll miss the man. Explain it if you can. His face was far from fine, but still I'll miss his face and wonder if he's missing mine. Some days he wouldn't say a pleasant word all day. Some days he'd scowl and curse. But there were other days when he was really even worse.
Thank you. Awesome. Anybody else? Oh boy!
All right.
I'll just stay out of the way. I'm just running the engineering here. Go ahead.
Next, we have Caitlin Pang as Bertha singing "No Time at All."
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, your cataracts. A drop of a precious sleep. For when your best days are yesterday, the rest are twice as deep. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if you each choose to bite and spit out your teeth.
Awesome. Look, I got to who do I give credit to for the fact that you guys are really well trained, really sing in tune and get the character? Who,
Patrician.
Our chorus teacher.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, well, we'll give her a pat on the back because you guys are awesome. My goodness. Anybody else?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, next we have Taylor Beckman. Okay.
We look similar. It's okay.
So next we're doing, we have Warren Dennis as Charlemagne singing War is a Science.
And we're starting after the dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay. War is a science with rules to be applied, which good soldiers appreciate. Recall and recapitulate before they go to decimate the other side.
Now, gentlemen, this is the plan for tomorrow's skirmish. The army of the enemy is waiting on the hill, so we've got to get them down here, and this is how we will. Our men in the ravine, that's the area in green, will move into the valley where they plainly can be seen, and the enemy in blue will undoubtedly pursue, for that's what you depend upon an enemy to do.
We can hear a grateful nation's cheers.
Pippin, don't interrupt.
Sorry, Father, it won't happen again.
That was Davy and Gwen, yep. Snuck in there. You have a big part, don't you? Anything else?
Okay, and last we're going to have Taylor Beckman as Fastrada doing a part of Spread a Little Sunshine.
Okay.
Back in my younger days, if things were going wrong, I might sulk, I might pout. But I learned if I just pitch in and do what's right, things will always work out. And if we all could spread a little sunshine, all could light a little fire, we all would be a little closer to our heart's desire.
All right. We have applause here, too. All right, I got to take a quick commercial break, guys, and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about it. We got all the excerpts done?
Yep.
All right. Hey, you guys work out very well. All right, hang loose. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
Mourners are filing past the flag-draped casket of former President George H.W. Bush at the U.S. Capitol. The nation's 41st president is lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Former deputy assistant to the president, Brad Blakeman, was on Fox News talking about what's next.
We'll spend all day today and all night having the public come by and pay their respects. Then tomorrow he will go to the cathedral for the National Memorial Service and then off to Andrews Air Force Base for the final farewell to Washington, then to Houston.
After being briefed by CIA Director Gina Haspel, even more senators are convinced that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia knew about the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, including Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
There's not a smoking gun, there's a smoking saw.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow lost 790 points to close the day at 25,036. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Members of a migrant caravan from Central America have breached the border fence. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The migrants from Central America risking detention in the United States by breaching that border fence in Tijuana on Monday night in the hopes the migrants' illegal entry would end up giving them the opportunity to apply for asylum. About two dozen people were reportedly able to climb over the fence. Three more squeezed through the fence before they were picked up by the U.S. Border Patrol. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple CEO Tim Cook believes it's right and moral for technology companies to block hate speech and violent conspiracy theories from their platforms.
We only have one message for those who seek to push hate, division, and violence. You have no place on our platforms.
President Trump tweeted he's looking forward to visiting with members of the Bush family today.